you hear me? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to What the Heck. I'm your host, Regis Philbin. That wasn't very funny. I don't know why you laughed.
No, it wasn't.
Welcome back to another episode of the show. It's Monday at 6:28 p.m. Good recording time. Actually, not a great recording time. It's never great to record on Mondays. It's usually very weird vibes on Mondays, but that's fine. The one thing I've learned the older you get in life is that Mondays never, ever, ever get easier. And I don't know why that is. It's just they suck. And they've sucked since I was 5 years old. I don't know why. Mondays stink. And maybe it's just because you're used to like the weekend thing. You're used to like gearing up and you're like, oh, I'm having such a fun time on my weekend. Wrong. You have to go in on Monday and you have to answer emails and take calls and be miserable for the next 5 days until you can do the weekend again. And maybe that's a bad attitude to have. I don't know. But I don't know. Mondays are stupid, as you would say.
Stupid.
They're quite stupid. We had a fun weekend, though. Good stuff all around. We had a couple incidents, though, that I think we should probably talk about. Interesting, fun weekend. Things are opened up here in LA. It's getting better and better slowly. Like, there's more and more things you can, like, you can go to outdoor dining, but if you're a restaurant that doesn't have outdoor seating, then go fuck yourself, because you're not allowed to have customers. And then if you are an outdoor dining place, also go fuck yourself, because you can't have TVs on for some fucking reason, which doesn't make any sense at all.
Or more than six people.
Or more than, yeah, but from the same household. It does. The rules are just so arbitrary. It doesn't make any sense. I don't know what the hell is even going on here, but it feels like we're getting back to a normal place. It feels like we're getting back to regular lifestyles and stuff, but probably not. Probably less so than the rest of the world, or the country at least.
Yeah.
I don't know. But we went out on Saturday and had a couple alcoholic beverages at a sports bar, which was weird because they took all the TVs out of it. And we hung out there for a couple hours and we went to your place.
Yeah.
And what happened?
On the journey.
On the journey. What happened to you?
So I went out with the girls and Matt went out with the boys and then we were all meeting up at mine. And as the girls were sorting the bill out, I ordered an Uber so that I could get home to be with everyone at mine. Got in the Uber and the Uber driver, I got in the Uber within the allocated 2 minute slot and got in the Uber and the Uber driver just started shouting at me, like screaming at me, saying that I was late, saying that I was going to get, that he was going to report me to Uber and that I shouldn't be using Uber if I'm going to make them late, and then just shouted at me. And I was like, okay, I don't feel comfortable in your car anymore. Like, I've just got in and all that you're doing is shouting at me. And I'm a single female in a large, scary city by myself. And you're just shouting at me. I asked him to pull over the car to let me out. Wouldn't let me out at all.
Yeah, he's just screaming at you because you were late and probably taking advantage of that. He's probably having a bad day. I'll give him a little bit of credit here. But first of all, fuck this guy. He should be unemployed from Uber. We should cancel him forever. Never should be allowed to drive again. I'm obviously furious because you didn't tell me about this until after I saw you. It awakened a kraken inside of me. I had just such suppressed rage after this. I didn't know what to do, so obviously we reported the man.
Yeah.
For verbally harassing you, making you feel unsafe. You're at the point of tears, by the way.
Yeah, I wasn't. I'm not a cryy person. Like, I'm quite a strong, independent person. And, like, yeah, it was scary. Like, it was horrible. And it was only a 5 minute journey down the road.
Yeah, I mean, it was very close. Yeah. It was very close. And I wish I could say that's not typical for LA, but Uber drivers here, it's a toss up. You don't know who you're getting. You don't know who's what. And COVID's only made that worse, by the way. Some drivers are super sensitive about it. And they have, like, plastic dividers in between the seat and the front seat. And some of them are like, I don't give a shit. I'm not even wearing a mask. And I'm going to smoke weed and watch Disney movies on my phone while I'm driving you. And that's fine. But, like, there's no consistency. And then you have crazy people like this who will yell and scream at you for absolutely no reason. Or yell at you. I've talked about this on the show before, but slamming the door shut. I've had guys that do that. I leave and they pull up next to me and they're like, hey, you do not need to slam the door when you leave my car. And I'm like, all right, but you also don't need to have decorative rugs in your back seat when I'm riding in your car. So who's really at fault here? And by the way, I don't slam doors. You're just very sensitive. And I'm sorry I slammed your Honda Accord's door. Who gives a shit? It's not a Maserati we're driving here. And then this guy, oh, I'm sorry I wasted 2 minutes of your precious fucking time because you have to get, you're in such a fucking rush to get to your next ride, even though this ride takes 3 minutes from fucking West Hollywood down to Beverly Hills. And if you don't live in L.A., you don't understand that reference. But if you do live in L.A., you do. And guess what, buddy? I'm going to do a Karen move and report the shit out of you, which we did.
We did. But then-
and I reported him for like 8 things. I'm like, bad driving, inappropriate behavior, sexual harassment, anything I could fucking do to get Uber's attention. And you know what the funniest thing was? I wrote this long complaint the second Beth got to the place. And... They texted back the next morning. What they say, they're like, oh, we're so sorry for that. I'm sorry your life was in danger with this fucking freak. Here's $3.
Like, $3 won't even get you half of a journey.
Hey, here's, hey, I know your journey was $14 to go a mile and a half, but here's $3 back. I hope this compensates you and closes this matter so you feel more comfortable on your next Uber ride. No, dude. No, it doesn't. You can't have drivers yelling at anybody, by the way, unless you're like puking in the car or you're 100% at fault. If you haven't done anything wrong, which I know you weren't,
no.
Unless you're lying to me, British Beth. Don't lie to me, British Beth.
Oh,
were you sexually harassing him?
Yes. That's
what. See, and now we got it on tape. So, okay. Sorry, Uber, for disparaging you. Beth is a sexual harasser and she does it on the show. So guess what? I understand it now. So
I
you're
just got in his car by myself. Just totted across the road, opened the door, sat in. Rah! At me.
How does that go?
Rah!
That doesn't sound accurate, but I will take your word for it. So yeah, I mean, this shit's common with Uber now. I feel like they used to have great customer service. You'd be like, hey, I had a really bad ride. Like one time, I didn't even complain about it. I was in the car with my friend and his girlfriend, and we were driving back from somewhere, and he was driving too fast, and she was like, sir, 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 you're driving too fast. It's making me uncomfortable. And I don't give a shit if you're driving fast, because I'm also guilty of that. But she complained. Uber refunded her all her money within like 10 minutes of us getting back. And it was like kind of late at night. It was probably 11-ish, whatever. I don't know. And... now, this isn't the second time. This isn't the first time this has happened.
Yep.
In terms of bad customer service. When I went to home for Christmas,
oh yeah,
I got an Uber, and I didn't want to get an Uber. By the way, I'm more of a Lyft person myself. I like the color pink, obviously, and that's why I pick Lyft because it looks prettier. But also, the rates are better, and it gives me more points on my Chase Sapphire card. And yes, I have a Chase Sapphire card because I'm rich as fuck. And it's heavier than all the other credit cards. It makes me look cool, and I get better rewards. And I use Lyft because it gives you reward points, and it's also cheaper, and it's better. Honestly, it's better than Uber. And also, I used to drive for Lyft. So I have a lot of reason to go to Lyft. However, they let me down. I put in one of those scheduled rides, 5 a.m. or something, because we had to be to the airport early. I'm like, 5 a.m., let's get to the airport, whatever. And... of course, wake up and nope, there's no one out. No, no one. I had all my shit packed, ready to go. No, no. Hey, hey, Lyft hasn't connected you with a driver yet. And it's 10 minutes past the time I would like to leave. So great. Thanks. Now I have to go to Uber and Lyft is still connecting. So Uber connects me. Great. So I'm already irate because it's 5 a.m. Haven't had a coffee. I'm angry. I have to travel all day. I write a bad thing to Lyft because I'm a Karen. Roast me all you want. It's fine. And... the Uber picks me up. Fine. 5 minutes away. It's like, it's going to be $80 or something. It said $80 to take me to the airport. I'm like, I don't care at this point. I just need to get to my flight. It's going to be busy. It's Christmas time. I can't muck about. No mucking at all. So I didn't make no bones about it. I just fucking got in the car and went down there. Anyways, I get down to the fucking gate after we've checked in our bags and stuff like that. And the fucking bill was like, $130. Yeah. It's like, what?
For a 20-minute ride.
For a 20-minute ride at 5 a.m. So not only did Uber lie to me, But it had a surge times 8 when there was other cars on the road. Anyways, I'm blood red bad. So I wrote a thing to Uber. They did the exact same thing. They're like, oh, hey, oh, you're mad at us? Here's $5, you fat fucking pig. Hopefully you order some McDonald's later on Uber Eats. Is it $5 enough for you, you little piggy? And I don't know why Uber thinks I'm fat, but in this scenario in my head that I built it up to be, they think I'm fat. So back to the original story, they think $3 of compensation because your safety felt threatened. Hey, it's fine. Here's $3, yeah. You stupid bitch. That's essentially what they said.
And I was trying to get out of the car. Could not.
You know what's funnier than that? You know what's funnier than that? We wrote back immediately. I took her phone. I'm like, absolutely not. I was very professional and Karen-y about this email. I did a very nice job writing an email back.
So Karen.
I was like, no. $3 is fucking bullshit. You at least, at the very least, give me the full ride refunded. Oh, hey. Oh, thank you so much. Here's $5, you fat pig. You think your safety matters to us? We don't fucking care because we're Uber and we're the new fucking taxi service of the world and we can do whatever we want because we're a big corporation. Fuck you. Here's $5, you stupid idiot.
Yeah. And then we
And then back, you wrote back again.
Wrote back again saying, if you want me to keep being an Uber customer, the least that you can do is give me the full refund and stop your drivers harassing me. And they just didn't reply.
No, they go, here's $8, you fat cunt.
No, they gave the 3 plus the 5.
Oh, okay, fine, whatever.
So, and then they didn't even respond to the last message that we sent.
So thanks, Uber. Go fuck yourself. I tweeted at them on Twitter. I'm never using them again. I'm honestly fucking tired of this shit. I don't use them very much as it is.
Yeah.
Actually, no, I use you guys all the time. I'm your biggest customer, and you're losing my business.
I was a big Uber driver.
Don't. No more. We're deleting that off your phone.
Yeah.
My assistant's life means far more.
Stop.
Than fucking $8, Uber. Go fuck yourself. But that's not the weirdest thing that happened to us this weekend, was it?
What else happened this weekend?
Yesterday. So we're walking to the Grove. We went there for...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my sister's calling. Should I put her on the show?
Go on, then.
All right. Carolyn, you are... I'm recording an episode of What the Heck. You're live.
Oh, hey, What the Heck, listeners, viewers. What's the topic?
Well, we're talking about a crazy situation that Beth and I had this weekend. There's actually two crazy situations that happened. Some Uber
was
driver.
Was that the one that you tweeted about?
Yeah, so an Uber driver harassed my assistant, and
Caroline, tell them about your assistant.
They reimbursed her a whopping $8 total after going back and forth with them.
Dude, so I saw that. Okay, so what do you mean by harassed? Like what happened?
Like verbally yelling at her because she didn't come out to the car fast enough, but she was in the car within two minutes.
And then I asked to get out of the car, Jesus. And he wouldn't stop the car.
Yeah, he wouldn't stop the car to let her out.
That's what I said.
I was like, hey, thanks for the $8. Hey, here's $8, you stupid bitch. Leave us alone. We don't care about you or your safety. Fuck off, and hopefully you ride with us again, is essentially what they said to her.
Dude, I had a similar situation, similar in one aspect. So I was living in Indy, and I was out one night, and I had been out actually with Georgie, our cousin Georgie, and his girlfriend, and a couple of other of my friends, and I got an Uber to take me home, because I lived on the opposite side of downtown, and on the way home, I asked the Uber driver to stop at Taco Bell, and...
Classic. I agree with this decision 100%.
Yes, and he flipped the fuck out on me and was like, I don't even understand. He told me he didn't even understand why a woman was out alone at this hour of the night anyway. It was like 1:30 on a Friday.
How old is he?
Wow.
He was about, I don't know, 50s maybe. And he...
Was he American?
No.
Well,
he was not.
Common theme going on here.
He screamed at me. He screamed at me. And was yelling at me, and I was like, dude, I just want to go to Taco Bell. Like, can't I just go to Taco Bell? And he's screaming at me, and he dumped me on the side of the road.
What?
Further away from my apartment. Oh, it was terrible. And Uber, first of all, he rated me 0 stars, and so it brought my rating down to, like, it brought my rating down.
Why, because you wanted Taco Bell?
I wanted Taco Bell! Is that such a crime?
No, in fact, that's actually, you deserve an award for that. my opinion.
So mad. And I spent so much time on the phone with Uber people. They were like, oh, it's a difference of opinion. And I was like, this dude left me on the side of a road by myself at 2 a.m. Because I asked him to take me to get Taco Bell. And like, yes, I had been drinking, but that's why I'm Ubering home.
Doesn't matter. That's irrelevant. The whole thing is like, you were being responsible and going home. Is it such a crime that I'm asking you to do something? The easiest thing you can do is just, hey, I don't feel like doing that. No, I don't want to do it. Fine.
And it's also ironic that he said, why is a girl out alone?
Yeah, go fuck yourself, motherfucker. None of your business.
On the side of the road.
Yeah, none of your business. That's ridiculous. But I mean,
so, anyway.
I'm not driving Uber again. I'm done with fucking Uber. I'm a Lyft guy myself, but I'm definitely not going Uber after this. Fuck them. The fact that they think $8.
Let me just say, I'm so sorry you had to go through that. It sounds incredibly frustrating, but it's a good thing you got that $8. You can get yourself something special now.
Oh, yay. I can treat myself with all of $8.
She'll be able to buy a nice pack of gum at the local 5 and Dime.
Hey, it's a nice treat. It'll keep you out of trouble.
Let me give you a call back when we're done with this.
All right.
Is this about Alaska?
No.
Oh, am I in trouble?
Yes.
No, you're not in trouble. I had a question, but it's fine.
Okay. All right. I'll call you in 15 minutes.
All right. Sounds good.
Don't fall asleep. All right. Bye. All right. So that is Caroline. So... Hi, Caroline. Glad you agreed to be on the show. That was fun. That was the first time she's made an appearance. where was I? Oh, we're talking about the other incident we had. But also, fuck you, Uber. Now I'm getting more riled up now because they're mean to my sister. So don't drive Uber. I know there's only like 8 people who listen to the show, but if I get you guys to tell your friends not drive Uber, then we're in business.
We might have 12 people.
We might have 12 people who agree with me who fuck Uber. Let's all just get banned from Uber. How about that? we walked to the Grove, the farmer's market, to pick up some avocados.
No, we didn't. We were getting chicken sandwiches.
We went to go to Fritzy Coop, which is one of the better chicken sandwich places in the world. It rivals Chick-fil-A, in my opinion.
I like Chick-fil-A a bit more. But it is.
It's because you don't like getting your hands dirty, but whatever. It's good. All right, look, it's really good. If you live in LA, even if you don't live in LA, go to the farmer's market, go to Fritzy Coop, very good chicken sandwiches. We ate our fucking fat pig faces off. And it's weird that I hang out with my assistant this much, but that's just how it is. But we're walking back, and we're like, I don't know, maybe 10 minutes outside of the Grove. So we're like, if you are in LA, we're like right on 3rd Street, right next to the Park La Brea Villas. Maybe I'll put a thing up here. And this guy walks past us, and I'm looking at him, and I'm like, that looks evil. Like, the guy had like mohawk kind of, but it wasn't a mohawk. It was like just a big chunk of hair right here, shaved sides of the head, but it was like patchy. You could tell he did it himself. There was like little things of hair. He was holding a glow stick that was tied around his neck. He was very gross. He had like capris on or something, and a cutoff, like carrying a bag. Like, this guy looks creepy and evil. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, come to LA for a week and you'll know what I'm talking about. You see these people once a week and you're just like, I'm avoiding that person at all costs because he'll murder me for a can of beans if he needed to. He doesn't care. It's that kind of energy. And I walk past him. I'm like, whoa, psycho. No more than 2 seconds after I see this guy to my periffs, what, like 5 cop cars? Oh, and by the way, I'm up horrible. I'm the worst storyteller of all time. So as we're leaving the Grove, we saw cops.
Yeah.
And we're like, well, what's going on? What's the scuttlebutt? Why?
They were shutting down roads.
They're shutting down roads inside the Grove, which is like an outdoor mall. And everyone's like, ooh, what's going on? What's oh my God, and then like a helicopter's above us, and we're like, all right, something's going on. And then I see creepy guys. See, I'm the worst storyteller of all time, but that's what you get when you listen to the show. And now fast forward. Okay, now we're by the Park La Brea things, and we walk past him, and no more than 2 seconds later, four cop cars come from this way, another 10 from the other direction.
There's 11 cop cars in total.
So another 8.
Seven.
I can do math. From the other direction, pull up, and they just start chasing him. He starts running. The guy who's literally like that.
Also, it wasn't even a run. It was a jog.
It was a jog. He was like, hey, get back here.
The policeman couldn't catch up with him to begin with. And honestly, it was just like they were on a casual jog in the park.
It was very pathetic, actually. It was not very athletic.
No, it wasn't. I'm not a runner, and I could outrun that cop.
Yeah, it was a pathetic sight to see, to be honest. But they got him. They tackled him.
Yeah.
And obviously, we're looky-loos, so we crossed the street, and we're like, what the hell?
We circled back around.
We circled back around and looked, and they got him. I found out what happened today, by the way. I checked the Citizen app. Carjacking, I think.
Ooh.
That's what they were saying. But on police scanners, he definitely hit a patrol car.
And then just jumped out of the car.
He just jumped out of the car and started running. So, hey, that's fun. That's just a little taste of what you get here in LA, baby. It's the big city. That's why I moved here. I want to be walking past psychopaths all the time. I want to be walking my kids and have a guy on heroin. Probably not heroin, probably more like meth.
Yeah.
Or PCP. Hitting cops and running away, and I'm like, hey kids, that's nature.
Or just getting abused by Uber drivers.
Yeah, or just get abused. That puts hair on your chest. Fuck the rest of the country.
What a great weekend.
I just want to be an actor and move to a fun city like LA. So that was us, and I don't know. Which one of those was weirder?
I actually think the police one.
Because yeah, it's probably weirder. So the Uber one I'm not that surprised by because Uber drivers are taxi drivers for all intents and purposes, and taxi drivers are fucking weirdos.
Well, it was just the fact that there was 11 cop cars and a helicopter for one guy.
Yeah, hilarious. You don't hit my men like that.
It was like, with that many cop cars, you'd think, right, he's either robbed a jewelry store or murdered someone.
Yeah.
Like 11 cop cars and a helicopter. That's a lot.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
Well, they got him pretty fast.
Yeah.
And also, I don't know how he didn't get away. The cop who was chasing him was slow as shit.
The meth was slowing him down.
How much time we got? 7 minutes. I'm going to try to keep it short. But you got to listen to these because they're juicy.
Well, then.
Reddit time, my friends. Reddit. And I saw this one today, and it made me perk up a bit. Because Reddit's usually very black and white sorts of cases here. It's like, oh, obviously do this, obviously do that. Maybe it's obvious to me. Maybe you guys are listening going, hey, Matt, it's not that obvious. Hey, Matt, think more before you speak. But guess what? I don't do that. But this one made me actually go, It made me touch my chin like that. I go, That's what I did. I said that. I went,
Did you actually get like that?
Probably. And I would love to hear what you have to say about this.
Okay.
Because you've flown on a lot of planes in your life.
A lot of planes.
A lot of planes, frankly. Many, many planes. God, I'm going to have to learn how to do a Joe Biden accent. I haven't done a lot of impressions on the show recently. Have you guys noticed that?
Apart from English, you do it all the time.
Oh, don't do it that much.
Don't
do it that much. British people need to ease up on their D's.
No.
Don't do it.
No, we don't.
I know I don't. You know, and I don't even make fun of you. Every time you do it, I'm like, gotta hold my tongue. Like, I didn't even know what he was doing. I'm like, All right. Am I the asshole for not letting a woman have the seat next to me on the plane?
What?
Yeah. Whoa. Is right.
Okay.
I recently had to fly across the U.S. to deal with certain company matters. My company apologized profusely to me because I am terrified of flying. Fucking loser. Get a grip. We don't know how old this person is. So.
Okay.
Take with that what you will. But seeing as it would have been a 25-hour drive, I obliged. For the trip, my company paid for my seat, but I decided to also reserve the seat next to mine. Again, this is an anxiety issue. I would have fit just fine into my seat, but if I needed to vomit, or started to get panicky, at the very least, I wanted to have a buffer between myself and the next person. I had an aisle seat in a three-person row, and people were shuffling around changing their seats before takeoff. I do not know how it works, but apparently people can occasionally just sit down wherever they want, and the flight attendants don't have to deal with it. The seating arrangement was me, open seat, mine, because I paid for it, teenage girl I'd placed around seventh grade. Right before we started getting taxied, a middle-aged woman abruptly sat down in the middle seat and fist-bumped the teenage girl. I immediately told her that I had reserved the seat, and she started by being very considerate. She quietly told me she was getting away from a bad situation and really wanted to sit next to her daughter. During this explanation, she repeatedly pointed out to her daughter sitting next to her, as if I would be a monster for depriving her of that seat. I stuck to my guns, though, and told her that I would get the cabin attendant if she didn't go back to her seat several rows back in the middle. She called me on my bluff, so I flagged one down. Petty? Maybe, I don't know. He asked if I really needed the middle seat, and I said yes. Then he politely asked the woman to move, which she did, but not before calling me a dickhead. A dickhead.
Dickhead.
Since she did this rather loudly, several people were clearly looking at me, and I couldn't really read what they were thinking. I kind of feel bad about it now, and after arriving safely, I wonder if I should have just given up the seat. Am I the asshole, Beth?
Oh,
take
that
it away.
Is a hmm.
I know, you go like this. Hmm.
Because I agree that he's paid for that seat.
Yep.
So technically it is his.
Yep.
But then because the girl was a child, how old is seventh grade?
13, 14. Okay. Nah, yeah, 13, I'd say.
So would it, was it the mother?
Could have been. Or, we don't have that information, okay. But could have been.
So then I understand why they would want to sit there. I'd also like to know what bad situation she was also in.
Yeah, and see, that's where I get a little, because here's the thing. I do genuinely have a problem with people just switching seats on planes, unless it's like, hey, you have a young kid. Now, is 13 that young? No.
No.
However, could you have also booked your seat next to that person to begin with on the flight? Yes. Did you? Yeah. Maybe she just didn't want to pay $30 for an extra seat next to herself.
Yeah, that's true.
That could have been the case. But also, yes, you paid for another seat next to you. But there's also a courtesy thing where it's like someone wants to sit next to you. Is it really the biggest deal in the world? If you have anxiety, hey, man, go get a Xanax prescription. If flying is that horrible for you, also, you're a pussy. Grow up. It's flying. There's been 1,000,000,000 flights, and that's not a number, but that doesn't matter to me. In the entire history of the world, it's going to be okay. Learn how to fly, you stupid loser. But if you paid for the seat, you paid for the seat, and I have to respect that. This reminds me of the time when I got on a flight I guess it was over a year ago now. And as I'm walking to my seat, it's an aisle seat in Economy Plus or something in United, and this chick is staring me down as I'm walking up to my seat. She can clearly tell that's my seat. And I put my thing in, and as I sit down, she has this like whole rehearsed thing about like, I have really bad anxiety. Can my husband come sit next to me? Please, he's on an aisle seat back there. If you just want to switch with him, it'd be the greatest thing in the world. Thanks so much. I'm like, whoa. First of all, be normal. Talk like a normal person. Don't memorize the script. Secondly, maybe I will consider it. He has an aisle seat. I'm like, all right, fine. Sure. Because I'm a nice person. I may not look like it. I may not act like it. But I'm a nice person. So I went back to this guy's seat. I'm like, all right. And then the second I sit down, I realize, fucking A. That's premium plus economy, which is an extra 50 or 60 bucks, whatever the fuck it is. I'm rich. Don't worry about it. And there's extra legroom. And I immediately noticed there's not as much legroom here. And I paid extra for that seat. And I'm like, well, why didn't she just switch with the person back here?
Yeah, she should have done that.
So now I'm angry as a goose. And I'm sitting there fuming now because I'm like, why didn't I just suggest that? I didn't think. I'm too nice. Whatever. Okay, fine. Whatever, Matt. It's done. It's not that long of a flight. It's fine. Who cares? You're a nice person. You're a great person. One of the best people who's ever lived. Not a big deal. Who cares? Blah. All right. And then they come on the thing and are like, hey, we have too many big fat pigs on this plane. We need people to get off and their luggage and shit. And I only have a minute left, so I got to finish this before clicking the next thing on the thingamadoodle, but I will. But I go, okay, so they're offering people things. Who's the first person to raise their hand but that chick in the front? Raise your hand. Hey, we'll go. We'll fucking take the $500 voucher to fly to, I don't even remember where I was flying. Schenectady? I don't know. And they just fucking leave. And now there's two open things. And I'm like fuming because I gave up that seat. So now I grab my shit and scamper up. And it actually worked out well for me because I scampered up to my seat. And now there's a middle seat open. So now I had economy premium plus because I'm rich as shit. And then also the middle seat was open. Yeah. So I ended up being okay with it. But, hey, I'm being nice. You also need to be nice and maybe not give up the seat that I just gave you. Or at least give me a wave and be like, hey, we're gonna go. Hey, we're going on. Hey, we're going on the thing. I think that's fair. And yeah. Back to this point, there should be courtesy on both sides. Now, if this person hasn't flown a lot, which it doesn't sound like they have because they're a stupid loser pussy. I'm going to die in a plane crash. But also, you paid for the seat, and I respect
that. Yeah.
But the person who wanted that seat should have come up and been like, hey, do you mind if I sit? Like, you have to say something. You don't just sit in the seat.
I honestly don't think that he's an asshole.
I don't think that this person is necessarily an asshole. You're a stupid loser. But you're not an asshole. That doesn't make you an
what
asshole. You paid for the seat.
Is actually just buy a business
Explain
class ticket.
The situation. Yes, buy a business class ticket. I mean, this is company, I think, who paid for it. So maybe it wasn't an option.
What, and he paid himself for the extra seat? Maybe.
I guess. Oh, maybe. Hey, actually, you're right. That's a good point. Because his company wouldn't pay for both seats. For the trip, my company paid for my seat, but I decided, oh, he decided to also reserve the seat next to us. Yeah, dude,
okay.
Buy business class. Or I guess you couldn't do that.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Do that. Some
company pays for half, you pay for half? I don't know.
I was a dickhead on a flight the once. I pretended that I was pregnant so I could get away from a smelly family. And then the air hostesses gave up their seats for me.
Really?
Yeah, I got to my seat and I was flying from London to Washington, D.C., which is like 9 hours, so it's not a quick flight.
No.
I even work for a travel agency, and the person who was booking my flight at the time, one of my team, she didn't reserve my seat, which is normally a go-to.
Yeah.
And I was in the middle seat, which is the worst seat in the whole of the plane.
True.
So I was already pissed off when I got there. And I got to my seat and there was this family of about 10, and they stank to high heaven of BO. Like, awfully stank. And I couldn't even... I was putting my bag up on the overhead locker, and I was like, I cannot sit in this seat for 9 hours. Like, I will throw up. So I was like, right, quick thinking. And I was quite fat at the time anyway. So
Big Fat Beth, BFB.
Big Fat Beth was definitely around. And I was a little bit bloated. I thought, fuck it. So I went to the back of the plane and I saw the air hostess, and I was like, I'm so sorry, but I'm at the really early stages of my pregnancy and I'm
Jesus Christ.
And I'm near this family and they just really don't smell very good, and I need to be near a toilet, and I'm in a middle seat, and my travel agent didn't put me in the right seat, and I just don't know what to do. Is there any chance that you can help? And she's like, okay, calm down, let me go and assess the situation. So she walked down to the seat, and where this family was, like, it stank. And she came back and she said, yeah, you can't sit there, no one can sit there, it is disgusting. She's like, let me just check to see if there's any other seats. And the flight was fully booked, and she was like, there is no chance that you can sit there, I'm not going to let you sit there. At the point, she didn't know that I wasn't pregnant. But I was a little bit bloated. I thought, I'm just going to stick my belly out a bit more. And at that time, she was asking me questions about pregnancy. Now, I can talk pregnancy because all of my friends have had, like, my sister-in-law's had babies. I am very good with baby talk. I know pregnancy talk. And my friend, literally a couple of hours before, sent me her baby scan picture because she was so excited.
Oh boy.
I got the pregnancy scan picture up and showed it to the end.
You're going to hell. You're
she's
going
like,
to hell.
She's like, do you know what it is? And I'm like, no, I don't want to find out yet. Anyway, the air hostesses, they have 3 seats at the back of the plane. They gave up their seats for me. They gave me blankets. They gave me pillows. They was giving me like 2-liter bottles of water. And then when the plane stopped, she was giving me advice on like what vitamins I should take. And
you
I was
dug yourself a hole at this point.
And, oh no, I went with it.
All right, but now this is our own. Am I the asshole?
I am the asshole.
Fuck you.
I am the asshole. But you know what? I could not sit in between that family that stank.
Yeah, well, I don't think it's that clear cut of a situation. If you're watching the show, all six of you who watch the show, let me know.
If Beth is the asshole.
If Beth is the asshole. I think kind of yes. I'm leaning more towards yes than no.
I definitely am the asshole.
Like, deal with the fucking smell.
On a 9-hour flight.
Oh, boo-hoo. You booked the middle seat.
For business. I was traveling for business.
You booked the middle seat,
No, I didn't book the middle seat. Someone else booked the middle seat for me, and I should have been in premium.
Oh, so you didn't know you got the middle seat until you got on the plane?
No, until I got.
What are you talking about?
Airport.
You can see it on the ticket.
Yeah, until I got to the airport, I didn't realize I was in a middle.
A middle.
A middle.
Middle.
Middle. Worst seat on a plane.
Yeah, it is. Well, I think you might still be the asshole.
I am the asshole.
Yeah. Well. I don't know if I can be associated with you after that.
Is Beth the asshole?
Yeah, there's the title. And here's the thumbnail. Back to this guy. Thanks, Beth, for the long-winded answer. God.
I don't think he's an asshole, though.
I don't know. You're a pussy loser, but I don't know about asshole. It's an interesting situation. But, like, you know, this is a good one because it's not clear cut. And that's kind of a good one because it's not clear cut. I want to do one more, but I don't think we have time. Well, I have to read this. It's too juicy. I'm going to be mad if I don't read it.
Okay.
It's kind of long, but.
Go on then.
On my 27 female boyfriend, 26 male, is falling in love with his wife, 25 female, and what? I don't know what to do.
What?
Wait till you hear this one.
Hey?
I know the title sounds weird, but please read the whole thing before judging. We've been together for 8 years. Our relationship has been almost perfect. I love him more than anything. Unfortunately, his family hates me and made it very clear that they would disown him if he ever married me. My boyfriend is very close to his family, so I accepted it would never happen. Especially since their dislike was my own fault. I said and did some things early on in our relationship which I wish I could undo.
Oh.
Now, we have to keep that in mind for later. 3 years ago, his dad told me he wanted to marry this girl, who I will refer to as Juliet. Neither of us comes from a culture where arranged marriages are normal, although in his family there have been a few cases in the past where marriages have occurred for strategic business purposes. So we were both shocked and angry at his suggestion. My boyfriend immediately refused, pussy, but eventually his dad said something that convinced him to at least meet her. To cut a long story short, they got married 2.5 years ago. I didn't go to the wedding, but it was everything I ever wanted, and it hurt seeing him marry another woman. Aww, baby, baby, baby. Before they got married, my boyfriend told her all about me and explained he didn't plan to break up with me even if they got married. She was fine with it, as she didn't want to marry my boyfriend either, but was being forced by her uncle. Where do you live? All of the three of us met up a few times to figure out what things would look like after they got married. My boyfriend and I started keeping our ongoing relationship a secret from his family and our friends because we knew there would be a lot of pushback from everyone. This meant I had to move out of our shared home and I had to go back to the job I had given up 2 years prior. I was willing to do all this because I loved him, and he continued to be the perfect boyfriend to me. He spent all his free time with me, but he went home to another woman. A year after they got married, his family started questioning why she was still so shy and skittish around my boyfriend. After discussing it, my boyfriend and I agreed he should spend some time with her so they could at least become friends so his family would get off his back. I think this was a huge mistake on my part. Suddenly, my boyfriend was talking about her a lot and was always worrying about her. He was going out of his way to do things to make her happy. What a piece of shit. And when I voiced my jealousy, he would justify himself by saying he thought she was depressed and that her family would be upset with him if they thought he was mistreating her. The worst part is that he has done things he wouldn't even do for me, even though I'm the one he claims to love for her. He has also started canceling on me if he thinks she's been alone for too long or if she asks him for help with something, usually with very little warning. The thing that really convinced me that he has some feelings for her was during a social gathering when another man was flirting with her, and he got all territorial over her. He claims he was doing it to keep up appearances, but I've known him long enough to know he was genuinely angry or jealous. I want to save my relationship, but I don't know what I can do at this point. He denies being in love with her and claims his feelings are just platonic, but I've seen the way he looks and speaks about her. So, what do I do? I've considered telling him I want to divorce her, but I don't think he'll respond well if he thinks I'm backing him into a corner. What do I do?
Oh.
I've read this again. Now that I read it again, hey, move on. You really want to go up with this your whole life?
Yeah, you can't have a secret relationship, your
Let
other.
Me tell you something, you stupid idiot. If he's marrying her, that's it. He clearly doesn't care about you enough to do any big romantic moves to salvage the relationship he has with you. You stupid loser.
I want to know what she did.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. Hey, what did you do? Did you burn his family's house? Or did you just eat a bunch of Thin Mints out of the pantry when they weren't looking? What did you do?
Yeah.
Because that's a pretty big fucking piece of information you're leaving out here, Missy. And also, what fucking country do you live in where it's like, oh, well, my uncle wants him to marry me. I don't know if my parents would like this, dad liked me.
Well, they said that they don't come from a culture where arranged marriage is usual or something.
Well, like clearly you do.
Yeah. Hmm. Interesting. And also,
this guy sounds like a pussy, by the way.
He should have fought for the... If he really wanted to be with her, he would have fought tooth and nail for her.
100%. Or he would have just left his family. Let me tell you something. If I love my family to death, but if they ever told me or tried to tell me who I'm supposed to marry, bye. Not your decision.
Yeah.
I don't care if you think Monica from St. Thomas the Apostle Church is the right woman for me. You're not me, and you don't know. So, have some conviction, lady. Have some self-respect. Move on. There's other fish in the sea.
Yeah, like, where did she think the relationship would go? Oh, let's just have a secret child.
Yeah, like, what? Play this through in your head.
Yeah, like it's not gonna last. It was never. No. The moment
once he's
down
let me tell
aisle,
you something.
It's not gonna last.
Once the love of your life gets married, I have a hint for you. Let it go. It's over. You lost. You're done. And by the way, you're in your mid-20s. You'll find plenty of other dudes. I thought that was juicy to begin with. I'm like, oh, she doesn't. The title is dramatized.
Yeah, it is.
But also, you are making like a big deal out of this. What you should have done was when they were getting married, you're like, I'm not dating you anymore. But you're too stupid to know that, because that would really make him decide between you and the other chick and really make him understand. This guy's a stupid loser too. So, I mean, he's as much at blame as you are, but you are the one writing the Reddit post. So I have to talk to you, you stupid idiot. You should have been like, all right, it's either me or her and that's it. Right?
Yeah.
And once he's done, once he makes a decision, you're done. Move on. Bye. There's 7 billion people on this earth. And don't give me this fucking soulmate bullshit. Oh, we're soulmates. We're the only people in the world who could have been together. No, no, fuck you. There's 7 billion people here. You're compatible with a lot of them. And that's it.
Oh, thanks, babe.
Well, there's a lot of assistants in the world, and I'm compatible with a lot of assistants. Thank you for joining us. I'm way over time right now. I have to call my sister back. I will see you guys next week. We'll be in Alaska, so I'll talk about Alaska next week. But in the meantime, don't forget to do your laundry and take out the garbage and be a good person. And don't date someone who's married.
Don't pretend that you're pregnant on flights.
Yeah, and don't be like stupid Beth and get special treatment because you're a shitty person and pretend to be pregnant. All right, bye. See you later. Goodbye.